In this bulletin, the UN condemns Israeli minister for threats to imprisoned Palestinian politician. Ukraine's leader prepares to meet with Donald Trump at the White House. And in sport, the Wallabies stun with a 38-22 triumph over the world champion Springboks. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, I'm Sam Dover. A United Nations official has condemned a video posted online by Israel's far-right National Security Minister showing him admonishing a high-profile Palestinian detainee in his prison cell, saying in Hebrew that those who harm the people of Israel will be erased. A leading member of the Palestinian Fatah Party, Marwan Barghouti, has spent more than 20 years behind bars after being sentenced for his role in anti-Israeli attacks in the early 2000s. The video was posted by Israeli Minister Itamar Ben-Gvir, who Australia has sanctioned for his role in inciting violence against Palestinians. United Nations spokesman Stefan Dujarric says the video is distressing.
I can tell you that the video is disturbing. We're aware of the video, and it's worth reminding that prisoners need to be treated in a way that abides by international law and that respects their inherent dignity.
United States President Donald Trump and Ukrainian leader Volodymyr Zelensky will meet tomorrow at the White House after a lengthy phone call overnight. That call between the two presidents and a number of European representatives saw Mr. Trump provide details of Friday's meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin, who has since described the Alaska summit as useful.
We discussed practically all areas of our interaction, but first of all, of course, we talked about a possible resolution of the Ukraine crisis on a fair basis. And of course, we had the opportunity to talk about the genesis, the cause of this crisis, which we did. It's precisely the elimination of these root causes that should be the basis for settlement.
EU leaders have warned any peace deal must honor Ukraine's territorial integrity, and they say international borders must not be changed by force. Meanwhile, the death toll from devastating flash flooding and landslides in Pakistan and India-administered Kashmir has risen to about 400, with rescuers pulling 63 more bodies from flattened homes. According to regional authorities, at least 351 people have died in rain-related incidents this week across Khyber Pakhtunkhwa and the northern region of Gilgit-Baltistan. Nearly 300 kilometers away, floods in India-controlled Kashmir have taken 60 lives, with hundreds more still missing. It comes amid the monsoon season in South Asia. However, experts say climate change has exacerbated the severity of the downpours and destruction. And in the U.S., the National Hurricane Center says Hurricane Erin has intensified into a Category 5 hurricane. The storm is 170 kilometers north of Anguilla, with maximum sustained winds near 255 kilometers an hour. Erin is the first hurricane of the Atlantic season this year and is expected to produce heavy rain. The National Hurricane Center says it will impact portions of the northern Leeward Islands, the Virgin Islands, Puerto Rico, Hispaniola, and the Turks and Caicos Islands through the weekend. Aaron Sargent is the managing director of the Bahamas Disaster Risk Authority. He delivered a warning to those in the area.
Do not wait. Simply, we've been saying this since the establishment of the authority. Take proactive measures and steps to prepare your households, inspect your yards, review your family emergency plans, know where your nearest shelters are.
And in rugby, the Wallabies have pulled off a miraculous comeback to open the rugby championship in grand style with a 38-22 triumph over the world champion Springboks in South Africa. If this wasn't the Wallabies' greatest ever victory, it was certainly their most improbable after the team recovered from 22-0 down in Johannesburg. with skipper Harry Wilson, fellow back rower Fraser McWright, fullback Tom Wright, and veteran fly half James O'Connor starring, the Wallabies piled on four unanswered second half tries to record Australia's first victory over the Springboks at altitude since 1963. The stirring success came at a cost, though, with Wilson escorted off with a possible ACL knee injury after touching down for his second try, and winger Dylan Peach sustaining a suspected broken jaw. I'm Sam Dover, and that's the latest from the SBS Newsroom.